Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Nahmadu wa nasalli ala rasulil karim amma ba'd. In this dunya, many a times we faced with a situation where we have to make a decision, where we have to make a choice. And sometimes when we make this choice, we may suffer the loss as a result of making the incorrect choice. We may suffer, face the consequences. But this is very limited to this dunya. Once we leave this world, then there's no real bearing on a person's akhirat as such. But when it comes to the matters of deen, then this is very, very delicate. This is very, 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 very delicate and very, very sensitive. It can lead to a person's loss in a person's akhirat. So when it comes to the matters of deen, we cannot afford to make the wrong choice. So when it comes to the matters of deen, we have to be very, very careful and very, very wary. There's a statement of one of the great tabi'i, Muhammad bin Sirin, rahimahullah, where he said, "Inna hadha al-ilma deenun, fanzuru amman ta'khuduna deenakum." Verily this knowledge is deen. So be wary of whom you take your deen from. So when it comes to the matters of deen, we have to be very, very cautious, we have to be very, very careful. It was the advice of Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu that he warned the people, he warned the masses that you should be cautious when it comes to taking who you take your deen from. A great jurist, Imam Malik rahimahullah, Imam Udari al-Hijrah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed him with great acceptance. Up till today, his kitab is studied in the madaris. When he came, when incident regarding him, one of his asatidah, one of his teachers, Ayyub al-Sakhtiyani rahimahullah, for those of us who studied in madrasa, will be very familiar with this name. His name comes quite often in the chain of transmission. Nonetheless, Imam Malik rahimahullah, he said that he saw him on two occasions of Hajj. And on another occasion, on the third occasion, he saw him by the well of Zamzam. And whenever the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was being mentioned, he cried so bitterly that Imam Malik rahimahullah said that I took pity on him. Only then did I decide to take hadith from this person, Ayyub al-Sakhtiyani rahimahullah. So the pious predecessors were very, very careful when he came to who they took their deen from. So we mentioned the statement of Imam Muhammad bin Sirin rahimahullah. And that was Imam Muhammad bin Sirin rahimahullah passed away in the year 110 AH, 110 after Hijrah. And that was that time where he warned the people. In the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it is mentioned that a time will come where people will resort to ignorant people who will give them verdicts. They will be misled and they will mislead others also. فَضَلُّوا وَأَضَلُّوا. So this Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has also warned us of the grave consequences of if a person takes his deen from the wrong people. So in today's time when information is so widely available and so freely available, we should be very careful of what we read. If we are not sure, we should find out. Sometimes definitely the information may be correct, but we do not have that firmness and deep root. We are not deep rooted in knowledge for us to decipher what is correct and what is incorrect. And then too also, something may be correct, but it depends on the person as well. Sometimes a person, he may write a text which is absolutely 100% and which is correct, but because of the person's background, his beliefs or some other aspects, then this can also have a detrimental effect on a person. Mention is made of Imam, of Hazrat Ashraf Ali Thani rahimahullah, that he said that sometimes when it comes to, even in the bismillah of a person, when a person is writing or authoring some book, then I can sense some darkness in it. So that is in the bismillah itself. And for us this may seem something strange, something abstract. But for those people with that basirat, with that inner sight, they can understand this. And sometimes one may wonder where the person is getting such things from. But this is also proven from the life of Sahaba radiallahu anhum. An incident of Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhum, which comes in Hayatul Sahaba. The incident, not time to go into the incident itself, but he mentioned the statement, كَلِمَةُ حَقِّنْ أُرِيدُ بِهَا الْبَاطِلِ, that the statement is correct, referring to some incident that took place. The statement is correct, but the intent is falsehood. So today's time, we should be very wary. If you're not sure, we should actually, on all occasions, we should find out before we want to read something, before we want to listen to somebody's discourse. We should find out from the seniors that is it correct, or should I listen to this person, or should I read such material? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq of practicing, inshallah.